This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Wednesday, September 13th, brought to you by Robble AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Climate, food, and water bills clear legislature. Door closes on home insurance deal. And commodity issues remain unresolved at House Ag. Climate, food, and water bills head to Newsom. Bills are now pouring out of the legislature to the governor. Exhausted and overwhelmed, lawmakers are past the point of debating the merits for most of the measures. Recent amendments have secured the passage of a few noteworthy ones now on Governor Newsom's desk. Among them, SB 253 would require large corporations to report their climate impacts. Senator Scott Wiener of San Francisco has lowered the penalties for farmers who misreport Scope 3 emissions and delayed the penalties by 3 years. A bill derided as the Skittles ban is now on the way to Newsom after dropping titanium dioxide from the ban list and delaying implementation until 2027. Several Democrats remain skeptical of a bill initially proposing to overhaul senior water rights. Amendments last month moved many opponents to neutral. That included the California Cattlemen's Association after language confirming stock ponds are safe was added. The bill now clarifies the State Water Board's powers with investigating senior rights. Another contentious water bill specifically targets 2 irrigation districts for avocado growers that are divorcing from a large water supplier. Dropping its urgency clause, the measure is now unlikely to impact that detachment, according to the author. So what's missing? Rumors have swirled over a deal to entice insurance companies to continue covering properties with high wildfire risk. But a key deadline came and went, closing the door on any last-minute legislation. Yet Assemblymember Robert Rivas hoped to finish on a positive note. He announced yesterday the Assembly will hold a series of oversight hearings this fall on the issue. We hear loud and clear from our residents that access to insurance is a problem, said Rivas. You can read about Newsom's last-minute energy push and the AgriPulse West newsletter hitting inboxes later this morning. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Robo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.roboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Robo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. H-2A workers would get more protection under Department of Labor proposal. A wide-ranging proposal would give foreign farm workers in the H-2A program more protection from potential employer abuses, the Labor Department says. The proposal would require employers, quote, to provide a copy of all agreements with any agent or recruiter the employer engages in recruiting prospective H-2A workers, whether the agent is in the U.S. or abroad. Employers also would have to, quote, identify and disclose the name and location of anyone soliciting H-2A workers on their behalf. Other parts of the proposal would require seat belts for workers when traveling to and from their place of employment, clarify when a worker can be fired for, quote, just cause, and, quote, make wages more predictable by making new wage rates applicable immediately upon their publication in the Federal Register rather than weeks after, the department said. In addition, employers who want to hire H-2A workers would have to provide certification to the department, quote, that the employer will bargain in good faith over the terms of a proposed labor neutrality agreement with a requesting labor organization, or explain why it won't. You can read our full report at agripulse.com. Bonnie, USDA has enough staff to handle this year's IRA authorization. The Agriculture Department will be able to handle the $850 million in Inflation Reduction Act conservation funding it's authorized to spend this year after hiring additional Natural Resources Conservation Service staff. That is according to Undersecretary for Farm Production and Conservation, Robert Bonney, who said the agency has hired 300 people over the last 3 months to handle the work demands from the IRA funding. Bonney said the agency has ramped up hiring for more, but warned that the agency's hiring efforts would be set back by a government shutdown. If it's even 2 or 3 weeks, that's going to create challenges, Bonney told AgriPulse at the National Association of State Departments of Agriculture annual meeting yesterday. Senate Democrats seek $8.5 million for urban ag. 9 Democratic senators, led by Ag Committee Chairwoman Debbie Stabenow, have filed an amendment to add $8.5 million in funding for urban agriculture to the spending bill for USDA. Neither the Senate nor the House agriculture appropriation bills included dedicated funding for the Office of Urban Agriculture and Innovative Production, Stabenow's office said in a news release. Her amendment is co-sponsored by Senator Sherrod Brown of Ohio, Richard Blumenthal of Connecticut, Cory Booker of New Jersey, Dick Durbin of Illinois, Dianne Feinstein of California, John Fetterman of Pennsylvania, Kirsten Gillibrand of New York, and Jackie Rosen of Nevada. Urban Ag got $9 million for fiscal 23. The Biden administration sought $14 million for fiscal 2024. Commodity issues remain unresolved at House Ag. Future of the Farm Bill remains up in the air with the House back in session after its long summer recess. House Agriculture Committee Chairman Glenn G.T. Thompson told reporters last night that the new GOP impeachment inquiry into President Biden shouldn't have any impact on the timing of the Farm Bill. But he said the House will have to reach a resolution on funding for the government after October 1, that before he can ask the GOP leadership for floor time for a farm bill. Now, do take note, Thompson has yet to resolve key issues within the commodity title, and he said the Ag Committee is still trying to find money to address farm group demands related to reference prices or, quite frankly, base acres. Thompson's statement indicates the issue of adding base acres to the commodity programs is still alive. Here's today's She Said It. The stakes are enormous, and not just in California. That CDFA Secretary Karen Ross on new quarantine zones for Oriental fruit flies in Contra Costa and Santa Clara counties. Ross was referring to a United Nations report pegging the global cost from invasive species in the hundreds of billions of dollars. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Wednesday, September 13th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Nally.